AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Muslim lobbying group says the militant with a British accent seen in Islamic State beheading videos bears a strong resemblance to a man who grew up in London. He's been identified by news organizations as Mohammed Emwazi. Asim Qureshi with the rights group CAGE says the man believed to be Jihadi John is not the same man he is thinking of.
That the Mohammed that I knew was extremely kind, extremely gentle, extremely soft-spoken, was the most humble young person that I knew.
That tape from Sky News. U.S. and British counterterrorism officials wouldn't immediately confirm the man's identity. The Senate Judiciary Committee has approved Loretta Lynch's nomination to be Attorney General, sending it on to the full Senate. She is also expected to win approval by the full Senate, though the timing is uncertain. More than 180,000 homes and businesses in North Carolina are without power from a winter storm. Some areas got as much as 8 inches of snow. There's also snow on the ground in Georgia.
The roads are pretty, treacherous over here, and, we got about 3 or 4 inches, so I thought I would hold off.
Chris Bennett lives in Canton, Georgia. Snow is on the ground in Mississippi as well. At least 3 deaths there are blamed on the weather. Former Louisville guard Chris Jones pleaded not guilty to charges of rape and sodomy. He was kicked off the team a few days ago. Colonel Kenny Brown is with the University of Louisville Police.
The university takes these type of allegations very seriously, and we are committed to conducting a very thorough investigation.
A campus report shows Jones sent a woman a text threatening to smack her on February 17th. No charges were filed against Jones at that time. Police in Los Angeles say 2 pedestrians are dead, another hurt. They were hit by a car in a residential area that had been street racing. The driver got away from the scene. Stocks are lower, the Dow down 15. This is AP Radio News. Ukrainian forces and rebels in eastern Ukraine each say they are going to pull back forces. Ceasefire monitors have been upset and frustrated. This has not been done sooner. The AP's Peter Leonard is in Kiev.
All of these operations will have to be done under the scrutiny of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which has expressed disappointment so far that the withdrawals have not, in fact, already begun.
The intensity of fighting has declined in recent days, despite daily charges by both sides that the other is violating the February 15th ceasefire. A patient at UCLA Medical Center is suing the maker of a difficult-to-clean medical scope that is linked to the outbreak of a superbug. The Los Angeles Times reports Aaron Young is still in the hospital after being infected. The hospital has said 7 patients at UCLA Medical Center were infected after being examined with the scopes. 2 of them died. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.